Welcome back to the AA podcast. Today we're doing another of those cool challenges because I find them fun and double task. So what I wanted to talk about was for games 1 and 2 I did enjoy, but game 3, I don't know. I really don't think I'll do game 3. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. But seriously, one of my teachers, you know who, if you're listening, Mrs. L, we'll call Miss L. Thank you so much for, I want a journalism art at school. Woo! Because I'm such an advocate for esports. It's a sport, okay? But seriously, something that I think I really need to improve on, like in my mind, it's always just trying to get recognition for something. But in life, it's more important not to get recognized always for what you've done, but knowing that you've done something good, in and of itself, it's great, and you don't need anyone else to tell you that it's awesome. So, like, maybe you did something and you thought it was awesome, but someone else didn't think it was. Well, you know, it's not about what they think, but if you think that it's awesome, at one point you're gonna get many people thinking the same exact thing. So, like, not trying to think of everything as recognition. Like, when you do something, and if you do something badly, and you know you did it badly, then keep improving. If you think you did something awesome, excuse me, but didn't get recognized for it, or you didn't think you got what you deserve, it's fine. Doing that cool thing is already enough. So, like, I just wanted to talk about that, because that's something on my mind. Like, the journalism work kind of made me see that. I'm really happy that I won it, but the main thing is that it's not always about that recognition, because there's so many people in my life who I think are so much smarter than me, and I get recognized enough for what they do. And so, I feel that as if it's not, they know they're doing something awesome. Hashtag water noises. So, it's enough for them. Also, if you're asking what those, like, sounds were, I got a fart spray, I think. It's funny. So, it's not really about getting that recognition. And I think this podcast kind of was, I wanted it so much to grow, but I wanted it so badly to grow. But it's not really about that. It's not about it needing to grow. It's not a necessity for it to grow. I don't need to get 1 million views in 30 minutes. I just want maybe the group of people who listen to this on a regular basis to, like, enjoy it, and that's enough for me. If I'm creating content, like, a few of my podcast episodes I really don't think are great, and I get lazy, so I think I need to improve on that. And also, I'm going to the US to do some stuff, I know, get the vaccine, so I will not be posting at the same time, it'll be, like, different, but honestly, if I'm producing something that's awesome and I don't get recognition for it, it's still something that's super awesome. You might think that you can't keep going, you know? It's hard sometimes. If you're not getting recognition for something, not everyone in the world has that opportunity to fail. Sometimes you have only one shot, and failing's always good. I know it hurts, but it can always lead to something better. If you get a test perfect, you're not going to see what you did wrong. For many years in math, I was such a piss-poor student. But just learning from that, you know, accepting that I needed help, so I got help to do better, and I've done better. And accepting the fact that you've done something badly is key. Like, I have a few papers that I feel like could have improved on, so that's what I need to do, improve on them next time. Middle school for me was, tomorrow's my last day of middle school, and middle school for me has been awesome. I spent my first 2 years in middle school. It's different. ISM, it's from 5 to 8. Beacon, it's 6 to 8. I spent, let's say it starts in grade 6, because that's how middle school worked in Beacon. So grade 6, I was really scared, honestly. Moving up with the bigger kids, there were a bunch of people I really enjoyed hanging out with, but I was so nervous to be around.
period of time, because I'm scared, you know? I'm the guppy, I'm the little fish. What can I do? But we're trying to get to meet these people and understand, like, you're awesome also. So that first year was just such a big learning experience. Then in grade 7, I became house captain at the school, and I was so excited, but you realize how many of the hardships I have to go through. And I didn't want to go through them. I had to go to this thing called student council. Sometimes it bored the heck out of me. And so when I went back to it, I always thought, like, man, I should have appreciated more. So many great opportunities that I could have done, that I think I could have just, that I did, but could have done a little better. You can always look at mistakes, but never get too hard on yourself. And grade 7 was just a learning experience. I thought I just need to improve. This year, grade 8 at ISM, it's been wonderful, yet scary. Some subjects, I'm really just so scared. And I want to do perfectly, obviously. And I need to improve, honestly. So this year was just a massive learning experience. I want to keep growing as a student. ISM students so well, but I'm still so nervous. This year has been completely online. I've been to campus a few times to play a few basketball games for weekend. You know, once a beginner, always a beginner. It's very creative, but my guess is going all over the place. But seriously, this year was so awesome. I met so many cool people online, and I really want to meet so many of these people in person. I'll get to make new friends, keep more in touch with old friends who move. It's an awesome place to be right now. So I'm really excited for what the future is gonna be. And going back, like, you're asking, how does this relate at all to, like, not getting recognition? For many of those years, you obviously have, like, this project and you feel like you do so much and you don't get recognized. Like, you have this project where you feel like you did everything to carry your group and to help, but you still didn't get recognized because you didn't say it out loud. So, it's not about that. The experience is what it's about. Failing is a great experience. And, it's so key, like, we shouldn't ever do good things to gain something. You shouldn't just be nice, gain something out of someone. Just be that. I'm sometimes a big deal to my siblings, and I need to prove all that. I 100% agree. And I know this audio is so messed up because of the water. It's freezing. I'm just not reacting. JK, it's like really hot. I made it quite hot. This is the hot challenge, not the cold. So, just trying to not think of it always as if I'm not exactly known for it or I'm not given the advantage for it, then it's not worth it. But it'll always be worth it because those experiences, all these experiences lead up to something. And I know it's hard to think about that. And even to me, like, so many times, like, I think I do something and I want to be called out for it. Shout it out. Like, oh, can I get a shower of tears? There. Then and there. I hang that, man. But seriously, don't need it. Don't think about it like that. But think about, I did all this good work, and I think it's going off this platform, man. As I said earlier about, sometimes I'm lucky enough to where if I make a mistake, it's not over. It's not GG. Oh, but for a lot of people, it's a super hit or miss, it's all over kind of attitude, because it's either A, not really like that, but you treat it like that, or B, because it actually is. So, just, I hope you listen and think about just this specifically. It's really hard to be perfect, because it's literally impossible. You might get a perfect score on a test, might not, might do really crappy, but you can always learn. Getting that perfect score meant that I wouldn't learn. But getting that crappy score meant that I would learn. I'd be like, I could done this a little better. Or this, just a little better. But it also makes me happy.
It gives me a sense of joy, knowing that I've accomplished what I needed to accomplish in a good manner. So, thank you for listening to the AIE podcast. This one was something I really enjoyed to do. Thank you, Miss L, for giving me that journalism award. I'll try my best to hold the word to what it means. So, thank you for listening to the AIE podcast. Peace out, Tango Gangers. Bye, guys.